You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I apologize. I know this is FAFO File Friday. However, in light of current events involving two doctors, I have to do this rant. I just have to, because if I don't do it now, I would definitely lose the fire for it if I tried to do it Monday. Now, let's go ahead and start off and make this crystal clear. We have two doctors, one white doctor, one black doctor. The message both of these doctors have sent, even though they are worlds apart, is the exact same. What do I mean? First off, let's start with one Dr. Jordan Peterson. Oh yeah. He was recently having a chit chat with someone, and of course, he named the manosphere directly. He said, basically, the men who are not successful with women, once again, it's your fault. There's nothing wrong with women. Now, mind you, Dr. Peterson is 61 years old, still married. He is in no way, shape, or form qualified to talk about the current relationship dynamics between the modern man and the modern woman. He is too aged out to even have this conversation. However, in my humble opinion, he lost a lot of young men. Why? Because the younger generation of men truly see the modern woman for what she truly is. Materialistic, narcissistic, I'm just going to say it, outright batshit fucking crazy. That describes the modern woman. Gentlemen, you would be well within your right to adapt. Not the way that Dr. Peterson says you should adapt. His method of adapting is for what? I'm talking to the white guys here. Go back to the plantation. Put on that yoke. Continue being a plow horse. I don't think so. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the other doctor named one Umar Johnson and what he had to say during his interview with the Daily Wrap-Up crew. Now, of course, I'm going to focus in on the paragraph that he said regarding young black men. The Daily Wrap-Up crew's hosts, three young black men, pushed back on Umar Johnson's assertions and complained that black men, quote unquote, have to deal with masculine women within the family structure. Now, as we all know, Umar Johnson is another one of these, quote unquote, militant pro-blacks and pan-Africanists who, in my humble opinion, if you are a pro-black, you are a pan-Africanist, why are you still in America? Quote unquote, why is she so masculine? Because she had to raise the kids alone, of her own choice. I'm telling you, mistakes made by older black men, I just put that in there because that's the real truth, systematically gave rise to the conditions that allowed her, black women, to be masculine and made her end up with a man that you consider to be less than she should be, i.e. Pookies and Ray Rays, once again, by her damn choice. Johnson said, and I'm telling you, black men are responsible for her being masculine because we have not helped raise the children. Crystal clear. What does that translate into? That's right. Younger black men need to go back and try to save that absolutely smoldering crater called the black damn community. Oh, hell no. No, 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 no. Once again, these are two sides of the same damn coin. Or, as I should say, these are both two wings on the same gynocentric bird. And what is that old bird really trying to do? What's the flight plan of that old bird? That's right, to get younger men to go back to the plantation. Yep. Now, in my humble opinion, there no longer needs to be a separation between the white manosphere and the black manosphere, if you will. Because both manospheres are getting fucked by the same damn dick. Yeah, that gynocentric strap-on is fucking both sides here. However, I find the timing of both of these doctors saying what they're saying awfully damn convenient. It's too convenient. Dr. Peterson saying, essentially, young white guys should adapt themselves to women. There's nothing wrong with them. Umar Johnson outright blaming young black men, saying it's your fault that black women are the way they are. However, here's the real rub between both of these men. Dr. Peterson, 61. Umar Johnson, 48. What do we have here, gentlemen? We have two members of the old regime trying their best to get the young lions to go back to the plantation. Yeah, no. The younger generation of men across the board, the young generation of white men have said, fuck it. The young generation of black men have also said, fuck it. Guess what? Both generations of young men across the board have said, let this society burn. Let it crumble. They don't care. And as an older Gen Xer myself, who has seen the light, who has woken up, I'm in full agreement with them. Let this society burn. Let it fall. Why? Because this society has utterly and totally refused to invest in the future builders of it. Young men across the board are getting absolutely no incentive to try to keep this society going. No incentive to repair the society. No incentive to provide for the society. No incentive to protect this society. What do you think was going to happen? Oh, that's right. They've trotted out the old guard to once again try to get these young men to accept a horrible fucking deal in the modern woman. But thank you, modern women, via social media, for exposing how you truly feel. Yeah, far too many women live in a comfortable society created by the older generation of men, However, the older generation of men are trying their best to gaslight the younger generation of men and guilt them into maintaining a society and a group of women that they are the ones that refused to put in their place. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Essentially, the old guard wants to try to pass on their failures to the young men. And the young men have said, hell no. We know the truth. We know it. You older Gen Xers, you boomers, you failed to actually keep women under control. Now, you want the younger generation of men to either carry on that failure or try to fix that failure? Nope. The younger generation of men have spoken, and a lot of them voted with their damn feet. It's wonderful. Let this raggedy, corrupt society burn to the fucking ground. Marital rates in the sewer. Birth rates in the landfill. Young men don't want children. They don't want marriage. They do not want to form the foundation of any functional society, which is a nuclear family. Hey, feminists wanted the nuclear family destroyed. They got it. They won. However, they did not think that men would finally wake the hell up and walk off that plantation. Oh, no, 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 no. You see, women continuously thought that the power of the P was going to keep men from actually waking up and realizing how bad the deal was, how broken the social contract was. They did not count on that. However, all things come to an end. That's right. All things come to an end. The fact that so many young men have said, this is what I see. No matter how much the old guard tries to gaslight me, no matter how much women try to shame me, I see the world for what it truly is. So no, I'm not wrong. It's the world that's fucked up. It's women that are fucked up. So what did I decide to do? I decided to vote with my damn feet. Remember, gentlemen, there are four areas that you have direct control of. First off, you have control of where you live. If you don't like a location, you can vote with your feet. You can leave. You can move. The second control that you have, where you decide to vote, believe it or not, even though we all know that voting, or should I say the illusion of voting, is just that, an illusion. So let me go ahead and take that one out. Third, you have control of where you spend your money. That's right. As Activision and Bud Light and Target are finding out, the consumer has control over where he decides to put his money. Don't like a company? Don't spend your money there. And the last area of control you have, believe it or not, one of the simplest areas, you have control of where you put your dick. That's right. As much as women try to think that they have control over you with their hoo-ha, you have more control over your dick. That's right. Dick discipline. Shout out to Minister Jack for that one. But yeah, you control who you decide to lay down with. Discipline yourself. So let's quickly recap. You have control over your location. You have control over your vote. You have control over your money. And you have control over your dick. Gentlemen, if you master that, you become unstoppable. However, as we all know, this society does everything it can to try to keep you in a cloud of haze, a mist, if you will. But break free of the programming. A lot of men of the younger generation have said, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to continue to try to prop up, protect, and maintain a society that openly fucking hates me. Period. Period. Point blank. And for all the young men who have dropped out of society, guess what? Your contributions are going to be missed. Oh, yeah. Now, once again, to go ahead and recap, the absolute timing of both of these doctors on both sides of the coin, each wing of that gynocentric bird, in my humble opinion, are too damn convenient. Why? Because we know the financial collapse, excuse me, is happening. Women in this society are panicking. They keep trying to put on a bold face, but no. They are shook. They are shaking in their boots, especially with what's coming up in regards to student loans. Oh, yeah, a lot of women are going to be up shit's creek. So, in my humble opinion, they had to trot out the old guard to try to gaslight the young men into going back and dealing with these absolutely treacherous, raggedy-ass women. But, like I said, the younger generation, social media is their best friend. They can look, they can say, nope, this is a horrible deal. These women don't like me. I'm only a resource to them. Yeah, I'll pass. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Like I said, I apologize that this is not a FAFO file, but I had to do this. Let me know what you guys think. Am I right? Am I wrong? Have I completely lost my rabbit ass mind? Oh, man, I tell you, things are getting more and more interesting in this society. And for all of you old men of the old guard who think that by submitting yourself to the gynocracy, you're going to get some sort of brownie points. Understand this and understand this crystally clear. The power you think you enjoyed by being a gynocrat, if you will, by being a willing participant of the gynocracy, is going out. Feminism and the idea that young men are going to keep up with the absolute failures of the old guard, that's going out right along with it. Far too many young men have seen the truth about the modern woman. And guess what? They're saying, I'm not taking this deal. If I am going to improve myself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to improve myself and I'm going to take my show on the road. And that right there, gentlemen, that should be your goal. If you're going to improve yourself, do not lie to yourself about why you're improving yourself. If you're going to do so and take the spoils of your improvement to another country. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.